Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jinhua Manifestation Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Today I'm going to be talking about the all-knowing power within you. There's a place inside of your consciousness. There's a place inside of you, your awareness, that is all-knowing. All-knowing. So this is the difference between living in the world of duality versus living in the world of non-duality. And in my experience, both are necessary. Both happen. But the foundation of duality is non-duality. And from this non-dual nature of consciousness that we all have within us, we all have access to, we are all knowing there. So you have a place inside of you that knows already everything you're going to want in this lifetime. You have this all-knowing place inside of you that already knows why you're manifesting the current challenges you're in. So basically your all-knowing self, you could also call it your higher self, that non-dual part of you, it's creating difficulty for your duality part of you, the dual aspect of yourself. The part of you that is more focused on separation, others, you know, making a lot of differentiation between self and other, making a lot of differentiation between this thing and that thing, this day and that day, this person and that person, right? That's all the world of duality. That's all the world of separation. And it's necessary, but you really want to use it in a positive way. It's very important. So you want to use the world of duality in the most positive, enlightening way. Okay, we'll come back to that. Now, let's go back to how your higher self, your non-dual aspect of yourself, creates challenges for the dual aspect of yourself to go through. So basically all the obstacles on your path right now, the all-knowing part of you knows why you're putting those obstacles there. It's so that you can grow into a new perspective. It's so that you can grow into a new identity. You see what I'm saying? So this is such an empowering thing to realize about ourselves, because when you can see that you're actually the one creating your whole reality, you're actually the one manifesting your whole reality, including the challenges that you're going through. Because if you want to, for example, get better at sales and marketing, you're going to manifest the right information for you to process and implement in your life. And maybe you have a goal that you're trying to achieve in your business, in your spiritual business, but your whole belief system about sales and marketing is coming from a very outdated programming around how you felt you were being sold to by people who maybe weren't compassionate or didn't have your best interest or the best intentions. Maybe they were coming from more of a very dualistic, very separation-based, narcissistic nature. So then you start your own spiritual business and you have all these ideas of marketing and sales that don't match up with the spiritual person that you are. Being a spiritual person recognizes that we are all connected. Law, cause, and effect. We affect each other. So if we affect each other, we need to have good intentions. We need to be in the highest of intentions and really wish well. Wish success for others. Wish well. Well wishes, right? When you can have well wishes for everyone and everything, you are abundant. You are connecting with your true nature, because that is the truth. That doesn't ever take away anything from you. There's no lack involved in that. This is an ever-expanding exponential experience of abundance. So you may think, oh, if I, you know, you may think there's competition in your career, and you think, oh, well, if I wish well for my competitor, that's something bad for me. That's not actually the case unless you create that. The case is that there's only abundance, and there's only increasing of that abundance and expanding of our knowledge and intelligence and self-awareness and coming closer to knowing that non-dual nature of ourselves while we're still dualistic in this dualistic reality. So this is a never-ending adventure. You know, you may have an idea of how your work helps somebody, but you never know really how it impacts them. You may think it's going to impact them a certain way, and again, that's you manifesting that, but you never know how your work impacts somebody. And that's the mystery of it. That's the unknown. You can plan and you can intend and have the highest intentions, of course, do all that you can do. But then when you kind of let it go and you release it, you let it go to God, you let it go to that all-knowing aspect where we all connect in pure consciousness, and you let the magic of that unfold, that place doesn't need you to control it, you know? You have a great deal of control, though. Like, you have amazing amounts of being a deliberate creator and amazing amounts of being a deliberate creator of your life experience, but there will always be this next level of your non-dual nature that knows something more than you. And you will arrive in a place where you feel like you know it all and everything, you figured it all out, and then a new door will open, right? This is never ending. This is eternity. This is eternity. Infinite abundance, eternity. Okay, we are always learning something new. We are always exploring something new. We are always increasing our flow of abundance. But a lot of people think more about lack than they think about abundance. And so the work is to continuously remind yourself that God has a life available to you that is beyond your wildest dreams, that is beyond what you can even imagine, all the time. Like, let that blow your mind. Like, all the time, God has a new level available for you, because there's no end to this. This is eternity. This is infinity. And it's here and now. It's in this moment, you know. We just have to get our minds clear of all the muck. We have to clear out all the limiting muck, clear out all the lack consciousness muck, so we can see with crystal clear eyes how we're actually creating our own reality. And we do that to the best of our ability. But no matter how hard we try, there's always going to be a higher power. And that's what's beautiful. That's where we can surrender as a human to something greater than ourselves that knows even more and is always going to open another door somehow, some way, because that is infinite abundance. That which we are created from is infinite abundance. So you can create a reality where you don't believe this and where you have lack, and where you're disconnected from this and you're suffering, right? You can create that. But why would you? When you can create a reality where there's infinite abundance, eternal abundance, a life beyond your wildest dreams, a life beyond what you can even imagine. Always. But you have to trust. You have to trust that that higher power that is always ahead of you, no matter how far you get, it's always going to be one step ahead. We don't know how many steps, maybe a lot of steps ahead, but it appears one step ahead. It gives you the next step. You have to trust and remind yourself daily that God, the universe, source energy, whatever resonates with you, right? There's that higher power, the spirit. It knows more. And so when you trust in it, right? And its intentions are always good. Always good. Always good. Always enlightenment. Always good. Always for the betterment of ourselves, right? And that's a belief system that I've implemented over time. I know not everyone may believe that, but I really recommend that belief system. If you want to be a really powerful, deliberate creator, you need to believe that God is only creating good for you and only good things can manifest, because that is so key. Because if you get really, really good at manifesting, then you have all these negative thoughts, like, that's not going to help anything or anybody, right? And we want to always come back to the purposes of using manifestation is to improve our lives for the good of all the time, abundance only. And yes, people have different ideas about what is good. So that's why we just have to sometimes surrender to God's will, because we don't always know what's good for somebody else. So we have to mind our own business, do what's good for ourselves, and let God handle the rest. So your higher power will always know something more. And you can ask your higher power to show you, you know, why are you creating this current challenge in your life? You may not hear the answer right away, but it will come to you. It comes to you after you ask. Always ask and it is given. Always. Always, always, always. Who are you asking? You're asking your spirit. You know? That's what you're asking. You're asking pure positive energy, pure spiritual energy, which knows more. It's always a step ahead of you. When you ask, it is given. You know, the most valuable things in life, I think, are the intangible things, right? Like feelings. If you don't feel good, what's the point in living, right? That's why people decide they don't want to live anymore. They don't feel good. Feeling good is an intangible thing. The most valuable things are intangible. And so it's time we all start valuing those things more. It's time we all start valuing our emotional world more, valuing our mental activity more, and really finding pleasure in our feelings, finding pleasure daily in our mental activity, right? Choosing your thoughts, choosing your feelings, finding pleasure. And I get it, you know, I forget about this too. I forget to deliberately create too, but I always come back to remembering, right? I always come back to remembering, hey, I'm in control here. I have the power to change my thoughts. I have the power to change my emotions. I have the power to change my reality. No matter what's going on, I can change it. Now, if you don't know how to change it, you ask to be shown how. Ask and it is given, remember? Okay. So the most valuable things in life are intangible. Thoughts and feelings, your spirit, God, right? God is the most important thing. Because that's where we all are created from. God, Source, Holy Spirit. This is where we're coming out of. So that's the most important thing in life. So never put something above your true nature. Never put something above that connection to God. There's nothing above that. Not your biggest dream, even. Even your biggest dream, no. It's not. It's still not more important than God. God is the most important. Okay, so when you have that, when you have your priorities straight, it becomes a lot easier to manifest your dream reality. Because you know you're okay whether it manifests or not, because you have all you need anyway. So now you're manifesting from a place of abundance anyway, which is your true nature. All right, so everything valuable is intangible. Everything that's truly, truly, deeply, deeply valuable is intangible. Now, I'm not saying that physical, practical things aren't valuable too, because they are. They are. But like at the root of value, like, you know, we're nothing without God. Unless God created you, what are you? Right? So that's where the true power is. The power is in God. Okay, so now that we're straight on that, you got to kind of reverse engineer your belief systems, because we were born into this world, we learn the opposite, right? We learn, you know, the practical physical world is more important. Separation is more important. You know, competition is more important. Being better than others, having a narcissistic attitude is more important. It's basically the opposite of our true nature. So you have to unlearn that stuff. You have to deprogram your mind. Deprogram. And that's why I am teaching manifestation. That's why I love manifestation, because manifestation is the simplest route that is in pure connection to Source, to God. It's the simplest route to life. So you are connected to your Source. You're connected to God. And then you think the right thoughts, you feel the right feelings, then you create the right reality. Okay? I'm not saying we're perfect at this all the time. We're not meant to be perfect at this all the time. But that's your main focus. And when you live your life from that principle, everything gets a whole lot easier. So as God, as your pure connection to God, you're one with God. You think the right thoughts, you feel the right feelings, then you create the right reality. And you're thinking and feeling and creating in alignment with God's purpose for you. Now we're really living, right? Now we're actually living, because we're living from the highest intelligence. And, you know, simplicity, love, presence, joy, being. Like, these things are natural to us when we strip away all the noise, all the distractions, and we just come back to that purity within ourselves. You know, and we release that separation, thinking others are separate from us. We're all connected. But that doesn't take away from your uniqueness and your unique divine purpose either. That's the beauty of divine separation, is that you do have a unique purpose and you do have a unique life. And you do have a unique life experience. And it is yours and yours only, and no one can take that away from you. It was given to you by God. Okay? Glory be to God. That is the purpose of life. To know who God is, what God is, and to live in connection to God and manifest the life that God has for you. your divine purpose. And there's a lot of freedom that God gives us. God gave us free will. So we have the freedom to live the life we want to live. But we do have to decondition ourselves from all the noise and all the distractions that want to tell us life is harder than it really needs to be. You know, we do go through hard times. But remember, that's the growth. That's where we're becoming a new person. When you're going through a really hard time, you're becoming a new identity. And it's not easy. It's not easy sometimes because you do have this internal death experience going on. That doesn't feel good. But you remember what the purpose is, you know? What is the higher purpose of this experience that you're going through that is really tough? It's happening for you. And I've been in that place where I didn't know why I manifested that growth experience. It really came out of nowhere. And again, that's when you have to trust God, because God knows what God is doing. Because remember, God sees more. God can see. God is in that all-knowing place all the time. So as humans, we can tap into it and experience it here and there. But we get so distracted and caught up in the little things, just, you know, making yourself breakfast. Like, you know, and that's okay. We're meant to. That's what the beauty of being human. We get to do these things like making breakfast for ourselves. But like, God isn't making breakfast, you know. He's with you while you're making breakfast, but God isn't actually distracted by that. But as a human, our limited perception distracts us. And we get caught up in separation, and other people's beliefs and thoughts distract us too. So it's just coming back into our connection with God, you know, coming back into that purity, coming back into what really matters, how to manifest what we want, continuously coming back to what we're creating, and moving on our way, trusting, and also, very, very important, do not forget this, key point to life, abundance only, abundance mindset only. Lack does not exist, okay? This is an ever-expanding life experience of abundance. Namaste.